real easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. So this joke was recommended by Pastor Kate Murphy. It's a pretty good one. What did the fly say when he was going to work?
I don't know. What did the fly say when he was going to work?
Let's get to business.
I get it because, yeah.
Yeah, because he gets it.
If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go over, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. Okay,
let's go into the next segment. Dunk our way into the next segment.
Okay, guess it's a good one. I don't know. Oh, I'm awesome. This week's big word of the week is presented by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is vivify.
Oh, God.
Which is spelled V-I-V-I-F-Y. And again, the word is vivify. Vivify means to give life to or to animate.
That's okay. So, I'm going to try to use this in a sentence. I was creating a movie, then I vivified it. That was pretty good.
We're just going to slide into this week's next segment, which is the record breaker, which Dayton has for us.
Today's African American record breaker is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Joe Louis, who got the longest reigning heavyweight boxing champion. You want to guess how long it was?
A long time.
Okay, you were correct. 11 years, 8 months, and 8 days.
You knew the exact amount. Okay.
And 7 seconds.
Wow, that's... Wow, 11 years, isn't that a long time to, like, hold, like, a record?
Yeah, when you get old. I don't know how you box.
Just keep going. I don't know.
Keep on trucking. And trucking more.
Okay.
And even more trucking.
We're going to jump into this week's quote of the week, which is presented by Howell, and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's quote of the week is, "Everyone has a plan until they've been hit," which was said by Joe Louis. So, Dayton, what does this quote mean to you?
Well, everybody has, like, they think that they're going to be really good, and, like, they're like a beast, and they're like the goat, and then they get punched in the face. And then they get knocked out, and then they lose. And then
all their dreams are gone.
All my dreams are dead. Push me to the edge.
Okay. We're going to sprint into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton also has for us.
Yes, I do. Book recommendation is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Today's book recommendation is a real scary one, even though it's close to Christmas. I'm back in time. Revenge of the Living Dummy by R.L. Stine. Brittany Crosby thinks her cousin Ethan is pretty weird, and she happens to be right. Ethan won't stop tormenting Brittany with an old ventriloquist dummy, and the puppet has plans for Brittany, too. Next, someone will be offered a vacation at a popular scream park, an entire week for free. You'd have to be a real dummy to refuse that, but some guests aren't allowed to escape Horrorland after just 6 days and 7 frights. Da-na-na, we don't know where the 7th one came from.
Okay, that was like a book summary.
It was a commercial.
It's like some kids, like, just like, oh, I got my homework done now. It's all good. They ain't getting my homework answers. Okay. So, also, sorry, one of our final segments, start to wrap this podcast, which is kind of sad, is this week's Kid Challenge, presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's Kid Challenge is to take the time to teach someone a skill that you know very well. So, let's say your little brother is like, you're like good at yo-yoing. You're like the yo-yo master.
I'm the yo-yo master.
And your brother can't do yo-yo. He's like, oh, I can't yo-yo.
Oh, yo-yo.
I'm a no-no.
I'm a no-no yo-yo.
And so you teach him how to walk the dog. He's like, whoa, guys, I can walk the dog.
And then he lets you go. And then it turns into a dog.
Brother's nice to you. And you guys just don't. It's just a good day.
Yeah. And then you walking your dog down the street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that is this week's Kid Challenge. As we start to wrap this podcast, we like to give some shout-outs to some great listeners. Kenny Locke in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uncle Chris in Pottstown.
Miss Priscilla at River Providence Baptist Church. She is the athletic director.
Uncle Joe in Honesdale.
And Phil Smotherman, who is a football and Little League baseball coach.
And Aunt Patty and Uncle A.G. in Honesdale.
Thanks for all you listeners.
Yeah! Merry Christmas, folks!
Okay, but first we have a few announcements.
Yeah. Announcements.
We will have a live podcast on December 22nd on Facebook Live under the name Bruh vs. Bro. This will occur at 7 p.m. Another way to get to the live podcast is to click on the link on our website at bruhvsbro.com. And we will also be taking calls during the live podcast, so get ready for that. I also like to let you guys know it'd be really great if you guys could follow us. That would help us.
On Podbean and iTunes. Yeah. Little purple thing if you have an iPhone.
Okay. Finally, we're giving away gift cards to McDonald's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, and IHOP this week. All you have to do is give us your name, what you have to say about the podcast, what number podcast, and of course you need to send that to bruhvsbro@outlook.com along with your address, in case I didn't say that. I don't know. Okay, so I just started this podcast. I'd like to give another shout out to the people who make us possible. This week our song was Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding. And also our producer/director, BL Self.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Cause what will we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you next time.